We're doing the Ramban, Doshat Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Lamed Zayin. The Ramban had said that the people of Israel were evolving in their belief, in their faith in Moshe and the Torah. And initially, Moshe's ability to tell the Jewish people when a plague would come and what the plague would be and when it would end, that was not so impressive to them. It impressed them, but only to a degree, because Ramban had written earlier, the people still had an element of doubt. Maybe Moshe knew this through a dream. Maybe Moshe knew this because an angel revealed it to him. They weren't 100% convinced that this proves that Moshe spoke to Hashem. That's what the Ramban wrote earlier. Now the Ramban is going to revisit what he said earlier, that the people of Israel were wondering, maybe Moshe heard this through an angel. What I wrote earlier, Al Yedei Malach, that the people of Israel, at this point in our parsha, they're still in Mitzrayim, and they're working with Moshe, but they still have an element of doubt. Maybe this was said to Moshe through an angel. Kavanati lomar, what I mean to say is, shenadavar lahem al yedei malach nevi'im. What I mean to say is that if people get their messages through angels, so then that doesn't make them a prophet. I'll prove it to you, says the Ramban. Shani roe Daniel sheyam daberim gdolei ha-malachim. Daniel was talking to the greatest of angels, Michael. Shenemar, as the verse says in the end of Daniel, Asar gadol ha-omed al b'nei ha-malach. That the great angel who's responsible for the Jewish people, his name is Michael, and he was coming to talk to Daniel. Ve'amru, and our sages say in Masechet Megillah, Inu adivi minei, Chagai, Zecharia, and Malachi were better than Daniel. The inu nevi, that they were prophets. The ihu lav navi. The Gemara says Daniel was not a prophet. So here you see, even though Daniel spoke to angels, the Talmud tells us he's not a prophet. Uvezein anu modim ledivrei amada. And here says Nachmanides, I do not give in. Look at the gentle term the Ramban uses. The Ramban, one of the beautiful things we can see as we learn Ramban, is his beautiful traits. And Ramban will not say, here I disagree. He says, here I don't concede. Notice the gentle terminology. Here I do not give in. Here I do not concede to the Rambam what Rambam writes in his work, Yad HaChazakah. In the beginning of Yad HaChazakah, the volume is called Mada. Shamal, that Rambam over there writes, Da, I want you to know, Shaboreh menabe b'nei ha'adam, that the Creator gives prophecy to people. The Amar and Rambam over there writes, Kol ha'nevim al yedei malach, all prophets receive their prophecy through an angel, Chutz mi Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha'shalom, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, peace be upon him. So Rambam learns that prophecy is through angels, for every prophet other than Moshe. V'hu zichrono livracha, and according to Rambam of blessed memory, me'ached lehem malach ha'asiri anikra ishim. Rambam says, there are 10 levels of angels, Rambam writes in Mada, and the 10th level is the level that's called ishim. Rambam writes, these are the angels that speak to a prophet during prophetic vision. The level called ishim. So he said, I don't give in to Rambam here. Says Ramban, people can talk to angels and they won't be prophets. With all due respect to Rambam, speaking to an angel does not make you a prophet. Now, the truth is, Rambam also has to address Lavan, who gets a dream where God talks to him, and Avimelech, and Pharaoh. I mean, people had angels talking to them, right? So, were they all prophets? So Rambam addresses that. But right now, we're learning Ramban. Ramban says, a person talking to an angel does not make him a prophet. And even though Rambam seems to say it is, I don't agree with Rambam. I also don't agree over here to what Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the one who composed the Kuzari, what he wrote. Shamar, the Rabbi Yehuda Levi writes, Yedabru v'achen berishyonach, Yasu v'ach birtzonach, uvechen yomru shomeh mileihem, kipicha hamdaber aleihem. Rabbi Yehuda Levi wrote this poetic piece, and where he writes, Yedabru, the angels speak, v'achen berishyonach, it's only when you give them license. Yasu, the angels act, ואח ברצונך, but it's only a reflection of your will. ובכן יאמרו שומע מיליהם, and so he who hears their words says, כפיך מדבר עליהם, that is you, Hashem, who spoke to them. So says Ramban, I'm sorry, I don't agree with Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. We won't say that any time an angel spoke to someone, that was prophecy, that it was God speaking to the person. Now this touches on another subject, which we will not actually see in the Ramban. There's another question which very often you guys ask, and that is, do angels have free will? People like to say that angels don't have free will. I once asked Rav Pesin Zatzal, I said, it certainly seems from Midrashim and Gemaros that angels have free will. He said, I agree with you. And the Aruch HaShulchan also writes it. He said, they might not have a Yetzer Hara, but we certainly see they have free will. Where can we see that from? Okay. There's a Gemara in Tractate Yuma. The Gemara discusses that when Hashem got upset at the Jewish people and said he would give them over into the hands of Dubiel, the angel Dubi, what's Dubi? Dov? Bear. Which nation is compared to a bear? Iran, Persia. Yeah. So it says there are two nations that will be with us to the end of time. Rome and Persia. You should just know. The Iranian Empire is supposed to, I guess the Iranian Empire, right? It says there are two forces that will be with us till the days of Mashiach. These two forces. But it says Rome will still be on top.
They're not with us, though.
Not with us in the sense of on our side, but in the sense of they'll be a superpower. That they will be a superpower till the days of the Mashiach. So the Gemara says. I don't know if they are right now. I don't know. I don't know if they are. I don't know. I don't think they are yet. I think they're not far from it, but I don't think they are yet. Coming back to here, let's put it this way. I don't think they come close to the power of the United States. I'm not clear on what the power of Russia is. I don't know.
Would be the United States and Russia both, you would say?
It seems that way. It's not clear because Russians, I think, are more atheists.
That's what I mean, is that the Russian bear is, obviously it's not. The bear here, Dov, is meant to be Iran.
Right. So at any rate, I'll just finish the example because we got to run up to Myriv. The Gemara says that when Hashem gave the decrees, Hashem said to Michael, I think it was An Michael or Gabriel, here are the coals, throw them down on the temple. So it says that Michael, if I'm remembering right, that it was Michael, not Gabriel, says two things. It says, number one, he transferred the coals. And by transferring them, he cooled them down, and then he tossed them down on the temple. And in this way, the temple, the Jewish people, didn't suffer destruction as bad as it was supposed to be. So it says that they zapped him with pulse de nura, beams of fire. And they said, what's wrong with you? Either do what God told you or don't do it, right? You wanted to protect the people, you could have protected the people. But to not do it exactly right, so he got zapped. And it says he got thrown away from his post up in Shemayim. So the Gemara seems to say he made a choice. And then heaven they had, and there are more. Meaning as you continue that Gemara, the Gemara gives other stories. It says that Hashem wanted to take the rain away from Persia. And the angel of Persia took the letter that gave him rain and swallowed it. Swallowed it? Was he supposed to give it up or not? Does he care? It's not personal, right? And so on. We have many stories that seem to indicate free will. The angel fighting Yaakov Avinu. That was Hashem? Or there was free will there. When the angels say, we are overturning Sodom, and they get punished for it. If they didn't have free will, what were they getting punished for? So you could say, this was Hashem's plan, and to punish them was not really a punishment, it was to teach us a lesson. You can interpret it that way. But the idea that Chazal presented as angels being punished for doing things a certain way, certainly sounds like they have free will. It doesn't sound like they have Yetzer Hara.
Which is a huge difference.
Right. But then the question is, then why would they express it? They don't have arrogance. They're not looking for honor. So then why did they say, we are overturning Sodom? So that deserves definition. I agree. We have to expand on that. But we definitely see in Chazal the idea that angels make the wrong choices. That needs work. So coming back to here, what we saw thus far, Ramban says, they suspected Moshe was not a prophet. They suspected he heard from an angel. And hearing from an angel, says Ramban, even though Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda Halevi seem to hold that makes a person a prophet, Ramban says from the Gemara and Tractate Megillah that says that Daniel, who spoke to angels, was not a prophet. It certainly sounds like you're not a prophet just because you spoke to angels. And this is where we'll pick up, Ezrat Hashem, next time.